Noong Mayo ng nakaraang taon, bumili ang programang Punjabi ng Radyo SBS ng ilang pagkain sa isang South Asian grocery store sa Australia na mayroong best before date na March 2013. Kasama sa mga iyon ang inumin para sa bata at supplement para sa mga buntis na ina. Naganap ang pagbili pagkatapos ibahagi ng mga tagapakinig mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa ang kanilang mga karanasan sa nakikita nila sa mga Indian grocery store sa buong Australia. Ito ang halimbawa ng tawag mula sa isang tagapakinig mula Adelaide.
Emmett's garlic pickle, which I've been using for last 6 years, and this time when I opened the jar, the color was really dark brown, blackish brown. The taste was horrible. The smell was even horrible. I took it back to the retailer and he said he can't do anything about it. And then on Diwali also, I bought 2 boxes of Gajar Halwa, Haldiram ones. It was foul smelling and I tasted it. It was really sour. And when my husband took it out of the box, it was all fungus beneath it. And we took it back and they did not even admit that there was something wrong. They said, oh, we can't do anything about it. We don't make it here. We just get it from the wholesaler.
At ito pa.
We bought some biscuits and luckily I didn't give it to my child to eat when we were about to go home in the car. We reached home and the same evening our friends came in and we offered those biscuits to the friends without realizing there was fungus on the biscuits. One of our friends noticed that and said, stop, there's something wrong in it, and it was very embarrassing. We thought, it can't be right. This is Australia, there are food standard laws, there is Food Safety Act, and they are counseled by health laws. How can somebody be selling those biscuits?
At ito naman mula sa isang tagapakinig sa Melbourne.
We had found a fly in the rust. Yeah, actual fly. I thought it's just a cardamom, but when I just touch it, it's too soft to me, and I realize I have to open this. And when I open it, it's having a wings in it, eyes in it. You can define a full fly.
I found one of the expired product in there, and when I tried to went through the counter to check in, I told him this is expired product, and he said, no, it's all good, still you can use it after expired about 2 months or 3 months. But there was some conflict. I didn't argue with him. I said, look, you have about 15 or 16 products sitting, same product sitting on the shelf. You are not liable to sell that. You are not a right person to sell it, Mike.
We just bought our atta, wheat flour, from shop, and the label was very suspicious. Like, it shows not for sale outside India, and other things, there was no date of manufacturing, there was no any other date of expiry as well. But there is a one thing like best before manufacture, nothing else. So we just opened it and checked. When I found like there are no dates, so we just threw it in the bin. That's it.
At paano ito nangyayari? Napag-alaman ng isang investigasyon ng programang Punjabi ng SBS Radio ang ilang issue, katulad ng mga produktong may best before date na binabago sa pagbura ng orihinal na petsa o pagpapatong ng bagong tatak sa produkto. Sa 2 nabanggit na kaso, ang use by dates ay pinalugit ng ilang buwan o kahit taon. At napag-alaman sa investigasyon sa Australia na mayroong mahigit na 3,000 pagkain at iba pang brand mula India ang tinanggihan sa Estados Unidos noong taong 2015-2016. Tinanggihan ng US Food and Drug Administration ang mga ito dahil sa peste, dinayang tatak, salmonella, melamine, filthy putrid appearance o madumi at mabahong itsura, o poisonous and deleterious substances o nakakalason o nakakasakit na sangkap. Ipinahayag ni Dr. Kamaljeet Singh Viku na nagtatrabaho bilang isang food scientist sa CSIRO ng 17 taon ang kanyang mahigpit na pagkabahala sa kontaminasyong kemikal sa ilang produktong Indian food na kanyang sinuri.
The level of those chemicals is way too high. Even you can feel or you can smell, you can taste. This is my personal experience as well. So this is quite an alarming situation for most of the products which is coming from India with the pesticide and insecticide levels or the residues.
Sinabi ni Amit Kurana, Food Safety Program Manager ng Center for Sciences sa India, hindi na ipapatupad ng otoridad sa India ang mga batas at regulasyon ng may katiyakan.
India lacks in the implementation infrastructure and the resources required in the food safety domain. It anyways is a state subject, so the implementation varies as per different states, the kind of infrastructure resources they have, the kind of laboratories they have, the kind of professional and technical staff who can address the food safety issues. Between the regulations and the implementation, let's say, implementation is certainly a much bigger worry for us in India.
Sinabi ni Dr. Vilku, mahalaga na ang mga pagkain na gawa ay hindi dapat dalhin sa Australia hanggat hindi ito ginagawa para pang-export. Subalit sinabi ng mga importer na may mga loophole sa sistema ng Australia na maaaring samantalahin. Si Harinder Singh ay nagmamay-ari ng isang grocery store sa Dandenong, katimugang silangan ng Melbourne. Sa bawat 100 produktong inaangkat, sinabi niya, minsan lang magsuri sa isang produkto ang mga otoridad.
If we bring 300, 250 or 100 items in one container, they can't check all of those items. It's not their fault. The quarantine does send 2 or 3 items to the lab for testing. The importer also presses them not to test many items as it raises their cost of business. It costs $500 to $550 for testing one item. It increases our cost. That's the reason that substandard stuff also slips through.
At meron ding posibleng mga pandarayang nagaganap sa Australia. Ipinaliwanag na isang dating manggagawa sa isang wholesale distributor ng isang popular na Indian snack brand na ayaw magpakilala sa SBS kung paano binabago ang petsa.
Ehi main may experience kita o dates day kita ba? Bo badi gala dates kyunki
all we have to do is take some thinner on a cotton ball and wipe off the printed numbers on that packaging. Or we just wet the label with the thinner and the label peels off. No one can even tell that the label date has been changed.
Sinabi niya ang pandaraya ay nagkakalagang daan-daan o libo-libong dolyar at sa pagdating ng container mula India, walang maaaksaya. Nadiskubre sa investigasyon ng programang Punjabi ang maraming pagbabago ng petsa sa mga pagkaing Indian. Kasama dito ang isang popular na inumin para sa bata na ang nutritional label ay hindi nailista ang milk solids bilang sangkap nito. Ang spice na MDH Tawa Fry Masala na hindi pumasa sa lab test na kinomisyon ng SBS ay walang tatak na nagsasabi kung sino ang nag-import nito kahit paman inaatas ito ng batas. At ang pinakamalalang kaso, isang 10 kilogram bag na wheat flour, ang Shere e Punjab ata ay may itim na marka na tinatakpan ang original na markang made in India o gawa sa India ng product of Australia o produkto ng Australia.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.